Good evening, American Fork High School. Hey, this is Dan Bryan here with you in the area. Our percussion on the 23rd of October, 2018. Looking forward to a great performance of your program.
Staff Marching Band Invitational is proud to present drum majors Hiram Jackson, Olivia Harper.
And here we go. What a pre-show, man. Kaysville, Utah, Davis Cup, and away we go. Good luck. Excellent job of this opening statement. The singles coming out of the bass room speaking so clearly and consistently from the segment. Excellent job of the units at the very tail end. Wow, what an excellent writing device here. The juxtaposition of all that velocity and snare drums and bass drums so delicately and well played. Going through the hand speed changes very, very well and staying inside of that flute solo. It's such a delicate moment, and you do such a masterful job of playing behind it incredibly well. Mallets with the eighth note running in the previous. Again, same idea, and handling the intervallic relationships incredibly well, too. So keep it up. Watch the timing, though, release between the front ensemble and the battery. Yeah, just be real careful here because there's a moment where there's a wash of both amplification of soloist and electronic ideas that are washing out some of the transitionary moments that you've written into the front ensemble. And we see them playing, but we don't hear them. And I'm sure those are pieces of sound that you really want us to be involved with as a listener. Okay, and again, just slight timing problems here. The mallet's honestly going to be just a little bit hotter in the mix with all of the electronic sound effects coupled with soloists. We're just losing them a little bit. And particularly when you've made some really cool rhythmic choices that need to line up front to back, you've created some considerable environmental demands that they actually handle pretty well. They're just hard to hear. Yeah, a nice subtle moment here with the battery. Compositionally speaking here, the use of the non-pitch percussion to reinforce the trumpet moments. The trumpet blats is really well done. Wow, vertical alignment. Oh, wow. Vertical alignment here between the front ensemble and the battery. So well done. Again, considering the environmental demand that you've created, there is segmental clarity problems through the day crescendo, but you are readily handling the communication at a very high level. Wow. And this phrase just goes on, and your performers, both in the horn line and in the drum line, handle it and keep the vertical alignment happen to watch the timing of the impact zone in the front ensemble. Wow, man, there's so much maturity on this field. It is just insane to listen to. And again, where we do struggle is segmental clarity at times, and you do recover really well. Oh, come on, watch the timing of the vibraphones. But the endurance, the simple strength of the performers and the musical maturity to be able to maintain the rhythmic integrity of that, really well done. Nicely done handling the extended range in the left-hand marimbas. Excellent touch and consistency within that part portion of the program. Your range writing here works well, too. It really brings out the depth and the color of the marimba. And again, blend is still a little bit of an issue. Ooh, watch the timing, though. Triplets into the eighth notes, but otherwise well done. When I talk about blend, it's a two-fold challenge right now. It's both hearing the low end of the marimbas through the low end of the dynamic, but also the blend of the vibraphones because those metallics are a little bit lost. Watch the timing here again. Unison motion. Timpanist, excellent job with the pedaling. Excellent job with the unisons. Good dynamic control out of the battery here. Cymbal swells not overpowering. It's a good, dark, characteristic quality of sound coming out of the cymbals. Yeah, such control out of these performers. Thank you so much. Yeah, the color and shimmer of the metallics really coming through between bells and crotales. But again, the vibraphone's buried. They're kind of the third layer in there, and we really want to hear that color, particularly on the low end of the instrument. Ooh, excellent control of the 16th notes in the front ensemble. Nice use of the dead stroke. By the way, nice use of multi-layered instrument, or excuse me, implements in the snare line. It's a good texture. It's not being overplayed. Well done with the crescendo, ladies and gentlemen. Ooh, watch the timing of the eighth notes coming back into the snare line. Yeah, watch the timing here. Marimba to xylophone over the 16th notes as well as the release. Oh, well done. Coming into the paradiddles, right into the threes and to the roll at the end. Snares and tenors, that is tasty. Well played. Careful, because I don't think it's a microphone cymbal, or I don't think it's a mic cymbal, but it sounds like a sampled cymbal, and it's a little bit out of context balance wise. I'm not really sure it's in the pocket here for you. Nicely done with the break. A strum 16th note motion, well played. Nicely done with the unisons. Bass drum spinning in the middle of that. A little bit of a clarity problem right at the very tail end of that, but otherwise well played. Bass drums on the splits, well done. Get after it with the tap rolls. Well played, snares and tenors. Good job with the crescendo. Wow, American Fork, man. You guys are really bringing it, and this is a good time of the season to be doing so. There are minute performance problems which have nothing to do with training and everything, but just minute lapses in, say, concentration, but certainly a high level of recovery to go with it. My greatest concern for you going into state here this weekend and any other shows that you're going to be doing is mostly the balance of your mallet keyboards and the mix of all of the layers you have going on. You've got reinforced soloists, sound effects, synthesizers, and then, of course, the band itself. And the mallet parts are obviously an essential part to what goes on as well, and there are just moments where we're really losing them. And the fact that we're losing them in moments where the textures are thinner really says that we need to take a look at how we've balanced them on the mixing board. Low end for the marimbas, but also particularly the vibraphones, because there are times when the ensemble isn't even balanced to itself. So we really want to make sure we're not losing those mallet colors. But so much to enjoy. I wish I had the opportunity to see this again this year. I wish you the best of luck as you get into your last performances of the year, because there's certainly a lot to be excited about. Good luck.